Only Michok, at the far end of their sweep, followed the plan. Head forward like a bull, he sprinted determinedly down the hill straight toward the ants. Distantly, Felix wondered if it might work after all. The engine, uncaring and unexpectant, chose that moment to dart viciously to the right in front of the others. He picked a spot to strike the mass, saw the ants swell in anticipation, accelerated harder, gritted his teeth, considered a fake back to the left, discarded the thought along with his image of tripping and sprawling into the nightmare at 100 kilometers an hour, out of control and flailing as they leapt to absorb him, pouncing. The last 50-meter stretch of slope gave away abruptly to the flatlands, jolting his stomach but adding immensely to his speed. He strained even harder, faster, faster. He must slam into them, tear them back, and at 120 kilometers per hour, the engine did just that. At the last second he leapt forward, wrapping his limbs into a lethal torpedo, and hurtled into the first ant. It seemed to simply disappear before his faceplate, crushed flat. Behind the first were two others leaning toward him. Not bracing or preparing, but just ants. Dumb, stupid, mortal things that simply reached, for him, the thing they were here to want, and wham, he was through their splintering bodies, exoskeleton disintegrating in the alien air, and he was tumbling to his left, and his legs were rolling up over his head out of control, and the next ants rushed before him, and he struck them faceplate first, the concussion so staggering that for just an instant he saw nothing but lights and patterns on his retinas, and wham, 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 he crashed into the last, decelerating massively in a single second until silence and stillness for a precious half a moment. But as he jerked himself to his feet, they were already reaching for him, crowding around him, groping, their mandibles clacking and clattering against the plasteel, huge globular eyes blocking out the ugly gray sunlight with ugly black menace. He bashed the flat of his armored hand through the thorax of one, slashed sideways with his elbow against a midsection, felt the splintering twisted away underneath a massive looming mandible, gripped and jerked and tore loose a pincer wedged clinging into the waist seam, spun again out of still more grips, felt them close up behind him, all around him now. Where the hell were they? He was still 5 meters from the edge of the cone. If they didn't back him up now, they must come now, now! The most jolting collision yet was Michok slamming into him from behind. Thank God, thank God. Michok, he mumbled to him, or to himself, twisting again to his feet and vaulting forward through the two in front of him, straining forward, only a few meters away. They could make it, they could make it! He butted to his left, driving the side of his helmet into an eye, grasped the midsection before him, ignoring the pincers and claws slamming vice-like against his sides, and lifted and pushed and shoved and strained a step, then two, then three. Behind him he could hear Michok grunting and slamming forward, gasping and stomping and straining, straining to follow. There were no signs or sounds from the others. He slogged forward, ignoring the brutal blows that rained against his sides, his head, ignoring the clutching, clasping pincers, ignoring the looming globular spheres rolling monstrously before his eyes. Another step, another. He strained and heaved and struck out and butted again and stomped sideways against a trunk-like, hoof-like leg thrust upward at him, drawing him off balance. Another step.
Felix! Felix!
Screamed. Who? Patrice? The captain?